Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned. These are mysterious and even challenging words. We preach inclusiveness and God's love and mercy. Jesus tells us to go out and to bring all people into the kingdom, a message our Holy Father Francis has repeatedly urged us to take seriously and make a central act within our lives. Yet, here it is, a message of exclusion and condemnation. If you believe, you will be saved. If you do not believe, you have already been damned. These challenging words reveal an essential truth of Christianity. The incarnation, God's taking on of human flesh, reveals to us not only God's nature, but ours. Jesus Christ, the God-man, reveals to us both God and humanity. We are created in the image of God, in the image of the Trinity, but because of sin, we were alienated from God. When we chose our own wills over his, we lost access to him and we forgot about him. The one whom we image, we could no longer see. That is, when we lost God, we lost ourselves. Because we could not see him, we forgot how to be his images and therefore how to be truly human. Without the Trinity in our lives, we are a mere shadow of humanity. So the Father sends the Son into the world. The Trinity has mercy on us. When the Son takes on human nature, we are once again given an image of the triune God. In the flesh of Christ, we see not only the Son, but because the Son is begotten of the Father, we also see the Father. In the actions of Jesus and the Son's loving response to the Father, we see the Holy Spirit. The invisible, tripersonal God has been made visible. In his mercy, he has been made accessible to us despite our sins. Since we can once again see the God whom we all image, we once more know how to be human. To be human, authentically human, is to imitate the Trinity. It is to live just as God lives. It is a common saying that to err is human. But Jesus Christ reveals that this disparaging remark on human nature is the exact opposite of the truth. To be just, peaceful, forgiving, and loving is human. Sin and error are the destruction of humanity. Striving for the perfection of God is the fulfillment of human nature. It is only when we act in this way, when we follow the way of Christ, that we can be happy. It is only when we embrace our nature as images of God and we become a perfect reflection of the Trinity that we fulfill our nature and experience the happiness which God intends for us. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned. To know and believe in the Trinity is to know our own humanity. It is to be on the path to fulfillment and happiness. To not know God or to reject him is to reject our nature. It is to already experience the misery of hell, the misery of alienation from God and from ourselves. So if we want to be happy, if we want to know the peace of God, then we must embrace who we truly are. We must gaze upon the invisible God who became visible in Christ. We must contemplate him in the images we hang in the church and in our homes. We must meditate on his words spoken in the scriptures which reveal him. And above all, we must adore him in Holy Communion, where the triune God has been made visible under the appearance of bread and wine. In these actions, in seeing the one in whose image we are made, we become our truest selves and even begin to experience eternal life, the very life of God.